Okay.
I'm on.
All right.
Yes.
All right, we're back online?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Are we? Trying to get the microphones on. There we go.
All right. Okay, Board of Supervisors come out of recess. I'm going to go to departmental requests 7A. Nope, I'm not. I already did that. Oh, yes. Well, after that, I need to go back to Scott Valley. Start over today.
Soon, Ray, soon. don't call us.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Shinobi, Director of Emergency Services. It is that time of year, August, for me to bring forth a proclamation. However, this time it is a little bit different. Proclamation in front of you is for the recognition of National Emergency Management Month. As you can tell, it's been slow. So we've got the proclamation in front of you for hopefully for approval to recognize what we've done as emergency managers and what our colleagues throughout the state and tribal local partners have done. So looking for possible direction on that and approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Obrin.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopset.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Help.
Aye. I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Observation first. On the way in, Giselle was grazing Caltrans for the work. I just wanted to let you know they were out mowing today during a red flag warning.
Yes, I didn't see that.
Dry, same dry grass.
Yes.
Well, I don't get it. And then the other thing, since we are in a red flag warning and given national PL5, do you have any update maybe about what our staffing response can be locally?
Well,
are we in drawdown or?
We sent out another strike team the other day, yesterday. Spokane fires. Staffing is there, but it is, everyone's on high alert. We do have aircraft in the area. There's that big fire yesterday in Cal Bears County. That's taking some Cal fire resources as well. But I think that is pretty much the only one in California.
I do know that the Grapevine, the Siskiyou base will be open next week.
Yes.
Well, let's all hope and pray we don't get a start.
The WFTIC has basically moved us into, as you know, red flag, but we're also now into the higher percentiles starting August 1st. So we were fortunate during July, and August and September seem to be spicy.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will recess the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. This time slot is for public comment. Is there any public comment online?
Sure, none online.
Any public comment in-house? Let's see, none. Consent agenda. Wishes of the board.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Items 1-3?
Yes.
That was for all of them.
Okay. Yep.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Obrin.
Aye.
Director Kopset.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
And Director Howe.
Aye. Minute approval, July 7th.
No changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Obrin.
Aye.
Director Kopset.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
And Director Howe.
Aye. I'm adjourning the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene the In-Home Support Services Public Authority. Time slot is for public comment. I see none in-house.
Showing none online.
None online. Minute approval, July 7th.
No corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Great. Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Obrin.
Aye.
Director Kopset.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
And Director Howe.
Aye. Adjourn the In-Home Support Services Public Authority. We convene the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. And item 10A is appointments. That's the Recreation Park District.
Okay. This is one that was continued. We had it back available in July. It did make one appointment. So that left one vacancy. And at this moment, let me find it here. We have a letter of interest from Quinn McDowell. He had served on the board before, and he also got an email from the district itself recommending his appointment.
Move to approve.
Second.
Go ahead.
And that was to appoint him,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsen.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe.
Aye. 10B, vacancies on the Siskiyou County Range Advisory Board.
Okay, this is our regular scheduled vacancies on the Siskiyou County Range Advisory Board. These are for 2-year terms expiring July 28th of 2028. The clerk's office did send out letters to incumbents asking if they were interested in serving again. Incumbents Carolyn Luis and Greg Cook did send letters back saying they were interested. I did not hear anything back from Mark Coates, though. So I don't know if we want to wait and continue the third one or appoint all three.
I'd move to appoint all three, and then if Mark decides to step out, he can. How's that?
Appoint three? Okay. Yep. Yes, he could always let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
And second? Thank you. All right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsen?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. While we're on this topic, one of the things, Joanne, you asked me recently about the Resource Advisory Committee. If you interface this group, one of the things that they should do is reach out to the RAC, mm-hmm, or the controlling party on the RAC to see if there's money available for fence replacement after these fires. It's a big deal on our ag tour, I think last year. And I know that the RAC has money for that.
They've got a lot of money. The problem that they have is they don't have a quorum.
Right.
And so I know the County Fish and Game Commission, and I'm trying to think, who was it that was pushing it? I think it was Mike Ford, actually, that was saying, trying to recruit members, they need to get to 9, and I think they need 2 or 3 to get there. So, but they have a pot of money. I think it was like $6 million or something like that. So.
Well, we as a board need to figure out how we can put pressure on the Forest Service to make those appointments, because they're holding up expenditure of money that's owed to us.
Yeah, agreed.
It's part of the agreement that's supposed to come to improvements on the National Forest that is related to the settlement stuff for the Northwest Forest Plan.
I would support some. I know we can't. This isn't agendized, but I would support direction in to bringing back on the next agenda a formal letter to whoever it is. Is it the
It'd be Chris Klamath? Chris Powers,
yeah, with regard to the concern for the RAC and how it's going, you know,
yeah,
something to that effect, that we need to get the ball moving on it.
I'd agree, and we could also reach out to the Shasta Trinity and see if their RAC is functional. I don't know the status of theirs.
I know there's some of the RACs are trying to get, they're looking for appointees to get these things, mm-hmm, back operational.
And Mr. Chair, just a note, we are working on the next meeting, which is the 11th. So if there's something coming, it would need to come to the Questus ASAP.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Item 11A and B, minute approval.
So I've got both the 7th and July 7th and July 14th, and I received no objections for either.
Move to approve. Vote.
Second.
And a second. Thank you. All right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsen?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Thank you much.
The board and staff reports, maybe we'll do that before we go to close. Anybody have anything?
I attended partially the ESA consultation meeting in Ashland last week. I think Joanne finished for the remainder. It's the same crowd as like the coalition and what's had met in the past. They're trying to get input to the new biological opinion that BOR will be doing. So I've asked that Joanne calendar out as this goes forward, since I'm only here till the end of December, but she'll be the thread potentially in Supervisor Harris for the next board. I don't know where this will go. I don't know how long they anticipate, but it sounds like the BO needs to be done relatively soon.
Anybody else?
Yeah, real quick. I was back in July. It was 17th through the 20th. I was back in New Orleans for the National Association of Counties annual meeting. There's always a wealth of information there. You know, a lot of times there's federal presence, USDA grants, that kind of thing. I do think we need to explore the opportunities there. Rural counties are underserved. They've admitted that. So I think this plays hand in hand when you talk about RAC funding, those kind of things. So I think we need to do a little more on the outreach. So.
For me, just an update that we are moving forward on the High Mountain Lakes piece, doing the coordination with the contractor. Joanne and I and Matt have been working on that. You know, Looks pretty good. I'm pretty impressed with one of the proposals that we got.
Good.
With that. Kind of a top notch.
Yeah, it's only 20 years in the making, right?
Well,
or more.
You know, it was the proposal that came in was really good because it was very succinct.
Oh, good.
And strategic.
Good.
As far as getting through the issues and everything else, it was well thought out.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Beyond that, let's see, I just wanted to draw attention to some of the recent purchases by the state of California and Scott Valley, Quartz Valley, Shackelford Peace, and now the AP Cattle Ranch. As we don't know, in the last 5 years, the state now owns every water source coming into Scott Valley. We'll soon own probably all the water rights in those major watersheds. The only tributary to the Scott that doesn't have a state water right now is Adam Creek. Kidder Creek is kind of moot point because it's so intermittent, but as far as major tributaries, that's about the only one left. I have great concern with that from a tax base standpoint. A public safety standpoint, the standpoint of dewatering those ranches and the rapid rate of spread for fire into my communities in Scott Valley. And I just cannot believe what the state is doing to Scott Valley. It's deplorable. Anyway, anything else? All right, with that, we'll go to the closed session.